Good morning and welcome to Henderson's First Baptist Church radio broadcast from Henderson, Kentucky. My name is Chuck Henderson and I serve as the executive pastor here at First Baptist, where we strive to make disciples who are Bible-centered. We seek to proclaim the gospel and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Our mission is to develop generations of God-glorifying disciples who, in turn, make disciples from the community to the continents. And whether that's in person at our church or over the radio waves, that is our goal. If you have any questions about God, salvation, or general information concerning the church, please connect with us through the internet at www.fbchenderson.org. That's www.fbchenderson.org. We would love to connect with you. But on behalf of the people at HFBC and our senior pastor, Sam Hinkson, we are so glad that you are joining us today. Here is our broadcast for today.
I heard about this baby boy who came to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was as just the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem, the wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, their frankincense and golden myrrh, they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sin would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah. 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 Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him, the King of Kings. Salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. The King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Hallelujah, oh how the angels sing. Hallelujah, how it rang, and the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path has led, what a perfect holy way. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how the angels sing. Hallelujah. How it rang. And the sky was bright with the holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. I wanted to do a song for those of you who are dealing with the loss of a loved one this Christmas season. Christmas can be a hard time of the year, and I pray that even now that as you are grieving, you will find comfort and peace as you listen to this next song that I sing, because it was written with you in mind. You know, the Bible tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That tells us if we place our trust and our hope and our faith in the Lord, that we will see our loved ones again. Isn't that a comfort feeling Isn't that a joy? This song is called The Sweetest Gift. And I hope somehow or another it will comfort your heart this evening. I'm not gonna lie, Christmas really hurts this time, 'cause you're not here to celebrate with me. Tears fill my eyes, the memories flood my mind, as I place your ornament upon our tree. And although this year I have a broken heart, it gives me hope and joy as I remember where you are, 'cause you're with the Son of God. You're with the Prince of Peace. You're with the one we're celebrating. And that thought amazes me. Sometimes I still break down, grieving that we're apart. But the sweetest gift is knowing where you are. You're with the Son of God. I got your picture in a frame and a stocking with your name. Oh, God knows it's been hard letting go. And I can't bring you back, but I'll see you again. And all that thought is healing to my soul. I'll miss making angels with you in the snow. I guess instead you'll be singing with them all around God's throne. 'Cause you're with the Son of God. You're with the Prince of Peace. You're with the one we're celebrating. And that thought amazes me. 'Cause sometimes I still break down, grieving that we're apart. But the sweetest gift is knowing where you are. You're with the Son of God. And I know this Christmas season was your favorite time of year. You love to help us decorate our tree. But now that you're with Jesus, I can't imagine how you feel. 'Cause he's the one who bled and died upon the tree for you and me. You're with the Son of God. You're with the Prince of Peace. You're with the one we're celebrating. And that thought amazes me. 'Cause sometimes I still break down, grieving that we're apart. But the sweetest gift is knowing where you are. Yes, the sweetest gift is knowing where you are. Yes, the sweetest gift is knowing you're in His arms. You're with the Son of God.
We will have services tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We don't have anywhere else to go. We would love for you to come here. And you can see the steps out front are virtually clear. And we'll have some folks to help at the portico. But if you and your family would like to come, we would love to have you for a time to celebrate the real Jesus of the day. And that's why we're here, to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ and the King of those who are birthed. Would you join me in prayer as we begin our service? Father, it's just so easy to get caught up in the commercialism, family traditions, food, and other festivities. But throughout it all, it's not that we shouldn't enjoy those things, because you give them to us as precious gifts. And throughout your word, it's there that we are to have times of celebration. And this is definitely one of them. So we thank you for that. But what we ask is that this 45 minutes or so that we spend together will be spent in a way that honors you, gives glory to reason, we are even here in the first place. That we will sing and praise. That we will hear the word of God. And throughout it all, that we will be made even more deeply aware of the precious, precious gift that is out of your Son, Jesus Christ, who was born over 2,000 years ago. So bless us, we pray, and inhabit our presence, we pray.
Thank you. invite you to stand as we sing Christ Who's Born.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God has created everything, and everything God has created is good. The first word of God's creation was to call for light. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. This light was a revelation of the very glory of God's nature, in whom there is no shadow of change or darkness. In fact, the Apostle John tells us that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Yet it is obvious that our world is beset with incredible darkness. This is because the crowning glory of God's works, mankind, walked away from his creator and brought about a moral and spiritual twilight. What followed was described well in the familiar Christmas carol that says, "Long lay the world in sin and error pining." We gather tonight to celebrate the fact that our God was unwilling to leave his creation and his creatures in sin, error, and darkness. Please remain seated.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul
God promised to bring about a state of affairs between Himself and man. The prophet Jeremiah declared, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people." He promised that a new day would come in which God would bring His people wholeheartedly into His presence. He promised to bind Himself to them with a new, unshakable, and living connection. That connection would be the life of His Son. And so, at just the right time, God sent His one and only Son into the world to become the life-sustaining connection between God and man.
I invite you to stand and sing this great carol, "A Little Town of Bethlehem."
How still we see thee lie above thy
is here. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His hand. No ear may hear His calling still, but in this world a sin.
Holy child,
oh holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us.
That's the one we know.
Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas sing, the great glad tidings tell.
So much, you can be seated.
Tonight, we celebrate Jesus' birth with all the worship and adoration that accompanied it. He was born in the town of Bethlehem, whose name means the house of bread. O Bethlehem, house of bread, within your walls, the bread of life rests his lowly head. With his truth, the hunger of our spirit will be fed. Jesus was given to be the bread of life for us. The baby we celebrate tonight would grow to manhood and say this, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh."
We who walk in darkness deep, come see the light of morning, the God, the Prince of Peace, a child to us is born. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away our sin. Behold the Lamb of God, the life and light. Light of men.
Jesus came to give his life for us. And he would demonstrate this on the eve of his death by breaking bread with his disciples. We regularly commemorate this and remember it as the Lord's Supper. Hear the words that Jesus said of himself on that night. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, he took it, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Jesus commanded his followers to remember that it was his coming and dying in our place that changes our hearts, brings us home, and binds us to our God forever.
Come behold the wondrous mystery in the dawning of the King. He, the theme of heaven's praises, robed in frail humanity. In our longing, in our darkness, now the light of life has come. Look to Christ who condescended, took on flesh to ransom us. Come behold the wondrous mystery, He the perfect Son of Man. In His living, in His suffering, never trace nor stain a sin. See the true the great and sure fulfillment of the law in Him we stand. Christ, the great and sure fulfillment of the law in Him we stand. Jesus
brought friendship back to the strained relationship between the Heavenly Father and His wayward children. But we have been lighting candles throughout this season of anticipation to remind us that He also came to dispel our darkness. He made good on the biblical promise that weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. You have turned my mourning into dancing and clothed me with gladness. At the beginning of creation, God had declared, "Let there be light," and there was light. Jesus was born as the author of a new creation in which God was once again saying, "Let there be light." Jesus described his mission in this way, "I have come as light to the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness."
For those who seek reconciliation with God, there is only one source of light. There is only one escape from the surrounding darkness. Tonight, we celebrate the birth of the one who came as the only true light of the world.
Jesus, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so we rejoice in Isaiah's prediction coming true. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness.
God's passion for being with his people was manifested in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of his Son. He would enter into our darkness and shine a light of life, forgiveness, hope, and love that would change us and bring us into the light. Thank you.
We invite everybody to stand as we sing.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created. Life was in Him, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Go in peace and enter gladly into the presence of God through the light of Christ.
The preceding broadcast is a ministry and property of HFBC. Please feel free to share it with anyone, but please do not change, alter, or charge for it. If you have any questions about anything, please submit them by going to our website at www.fbchenderson.org and then click on the I'm New link on the homepage. And please join us next week right here on WSON as we continue sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to every tribe, people, and nation. May God's blessings be upon you from Henderson's First Baptist Church.